Rupam, beauty. Tapadhanam, O best of the sage, performing austerity. Tapaha, charatam, a person engaged in executing austerity and penance. Tapagnam, which dismantles the austerities. He certainly, etat, this, tu, indeed, kena, by what, tapasa, austerity, bhavata, by you, upalabdham, achieved, charatum, rescued, tapaha, austerity, arahasi, you ought, maya, mayasaha, with me, mitra, my dear friend, mahiyam, unto me, kimva, or maybe, prasiddhati, is pleased, saha, he, vai, certainly, bhavanaha, the creator of this universe, me, with me. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. O base among those performing austerity, where did you get this wonderful beauty and dismantle the austerity performed by others? Where have you learned this art? What austerity have you undergone to achieve this beauty? My dear friend, I desire that you join me to perform austerity and penance. For it may be that the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, being pleased with me, has sent you to become my wife. Purport. Agnidhara appreciated the wonderful beauty of Purvachitti. Indeed, he was surprised to see such exceptional beauty, which must have been the result of past austerity and penance. He therefore asked the girl whether she had achieved such beauty just to break the penance and austerity of others. He thought that Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, might have been pleased with him and might therefore have sent her to become his wife. He requested Purvachitti to become his wife, so that together they could perform austerity and penance in family life. In other words, a suitable wife helps her husband perform penance and austerity in household life if both of them are on the same elevated platform of spiritual understanding. Without a spiritual understanding, husband and wife cannot be equally situated. Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, is interested in good progeny. Therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worshipped in marriage ceremony. In India, even today, wedding invitation are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. Hey, this is something else. I'll read again. Therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worship in marriage ceremony. In India, even today, wedding invitations are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. Not happening today. Time has changed. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Harada Solya Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vivo Niramaya Sete Adamu Supurusam Bhukte Gunanso Dasaso Dasatmakam Solam Krishnam Bhagavan Vachamsimi Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubaye Macha Patitanam Pamanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishvabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswade Subhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So Sukadeva Goswami is a urdhvareta, an ascetic brahmachari. And he is speaking all this lusty thing. Somebody may say, hey, he is a brahmachari, what business he has got to talk all this thing? And in previous verses, he is talking so many things, which is usually we would not like to talk as a devotee, private matter between a man or a boy and girl when they talk, like, right? You experience? No. When Brahmachari start talking to Mataji on the phone, Sukadeva Goswami hearing everything, he must know. So that is the position of self-realization of Sukadeva Goswami. He was not attached. Although he was talking all these things, but nothing was happening in him. He was not feeling any lusty feeling or anything like that. From childhood, he was assured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to not be attracted by this thing. One of the conditions of Sukadeva Goswami coming in this material world was that he will be assured that he will not get attracted in this material world with the horrible material things and one of his sex life. So he was assured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead that don't worry, Maya will not touch you. Even when he took birth, he was just walking straight naked. He saw beautiful ladies taking bath, they were also naked. It did not disturb him. Right? When Vyasadeva came, that time they started putting cloth. So that time I make a point that Sukadeva Goswami is not bothered. They are just not bothered. Our senses are so strong, Balavan, Indriya, Grami, Vidvanso Api Karsati. When a learned person can get attracted by opposite sex, by their beauty. But Sukadeva Goswami was not bothered. He was on self-realization platform. But this does not mean that when he was describing the sweet pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, whether stealing the butter or ras dance with the gopis or any different pastime of the Lord, he was enjoying those pastimes. So expert devotee get affected by seeing the thing which is related to Krishna, and he is not affected at all by the object which will drag him down or divert him. That is the purity. Now, so this is Sukadeva Goswami, a brahmachari, describing about the private dealing of a man and woman. Otherwise, here we will call it prajalpa, right? But why is he doing prajalpa? Sukadeva Goswami is doing prajalpa for what? Many places this kind of talk has come. And so graphically he has described everything. And that is only because he had realized knowledge. The crunching point, or the point to understand here, is realize knowledge. Knowledge is one thing, and realize knowledge is other thing. Like for example, we know fire is hot. Electrified wire has electricity. Does anybody go to catch electrified wire? Does anybody go to touch fire? No. Because we know what will happen if we touch that. Same way, if we get the knowledge that opposite sex or anything which is for sense gratification is not good for our spiritual advancement, then we will not touch, we will not discuss. Just like we don't touch the fire, it will burn our hand. Same way, we will not unnecessarily or even necessarily talk to opposite sex. Because we know we are going to get burned. But Sukadeva Goswami has realized knowledge. It was not affecting him. Now in this particular pastime, said, Ena tam rasavakyascah mohayamasa tadrisau annyatha jyeshtha putrah tu nabhi tadrika katham bhavet. He said, although it appears that here Agnidhara is talking rasavakyai. The word has been here, rasavakyai. The materialistic people or one who is servant of his senses, when they talk about the woman, that talk between man and woman, or very close talk, intimate talk, is said here as rasavakai. They are driving some rasa, some enjoyment. Otherwise, why should they talk? So here, Agnidhara is talking. Rasavakya, he is enjoying. I mean, many other things. My mind is already restless, and by playing with a ball, moving it all about with your lotus-like palm, you are also agitating my eyes. Your curling black hair is now scattered. Jai Sri Radharas Vihari Gaunita Istanam Chalamam Ki Jai. But you are not attentive to arranging it. Are you not going to arrange it? Like a man attached to woman, the most cunning wind is trying to take off your lower garment. Are you not mindful of it? So he is watching all these things. And he is talking this rasavakya. Oh, best among those performing austerity, where did you get this wonderful beauty that dismantled? Nine. Prior to that. Here. My dear friend, what do you eat to maintain your body? Because you are chewing betel. A pleasing scent is emanating from your mouth. This proves that you always eat the remnant of food offered to Vishnu. Indeed, you must also be an expansion of Lord Vishnu's body. Your face is as beautiful as pleasing lake. Your jewels, earrings, resemble to brilliant shark with unblinking eyes like those of Vishnu. So all this rasavakya he is talking. This rasavakya, the talk between a boy and girl, and between a man and woman, intimate talk. Mohayama saha. This is the cause of getting tied up. Mohayama saha. Tadrisau. It appears like. It is appearing. But this arrangement is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The desire. Brahma has been given a special service, and the service is to create. Not even one moment Brahma takes rest. He is creating 24 hours a day round the clock. Creation going on. Not even one moment. No, now enough. Hum do, hamare do, no more. Brahma is not like that. He goes on creating 24 hours a day. Even then he is not satisfied. He wants many followers who will help them to create. That is the desire of pure devotee, that they are not satisfied in service of the Lord. This service of creation was given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The knowledge about creation was given. The elements of creation was given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the order was given to Brahma to start creating. So this is service, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitade Karyakya, Arana Karyo Manyasa. So Brahma has this service, and round the clock he is performing his service so nicely. And if anybody disturbs his service, he becomes angry. Lachitas Kumara, he became angry to them, because they didn't want to help him in creation. Here, Maharaj Priyavarta was happy. He helped Brahma in creation. Same way, Agnidara, he is helping Brahma in creation. Agnidara wanted to have a wife who can, you know, be his wife, a suitable wife. For that, he went to perform tapasya. And Brahma, knowing the desire of Agnidara, he sent a apsara to his wife. And that's what he is talking to that apsara. So, Tadrishai, it appears to be like a lusty man, he talking to this woman. One should not read it otherwise. It is all the will of the Lord. Anyatha ajesh putra hatu nami talisa katam bhavet. He said, if you are not talked like this, if you are not married to her, she was apsara, then how was it possible for him to get ajesh putra, or the eldest son, whose name was Nabhi? And we know Nabhi, we got many sons, and one of the sons was Lord Rishabhadev, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this chapter, the description of Priyavarta, then Agnidara and Maharaj Nabhi comes in this chapter. So, Maharaj Agnidara, after obtaining the kingdom of one of the Deepa, Jambu Deepa, from his father, he did not immediately get married or things like that. He went to perform tapasya. Prabhupada writes here, without a spiritual understanding, husband and wife cannot be equally situated. Lord Brahma, the creator of this universe, is interested in good progeny. See, good progeny comes from sanskar. Just by having a son, one cannot become happy. If somebody has no child, they are miserable, they are spending so much money. They are going to this doctor, that doctor, they are going to this Baba, that Baba. Even they come to Hare Krishna Mandir, they say, Maharaj, Haradas Prabhu, please give blessing, so he can have a child. Right? People, they ask different kind of benediction. They want unwanted desire, unlimited desire, They think, by having a child, by having a son, I can be happy. One can never be happy just by having a son. But if he has samskari son, a good progeny, a samskari son, then he will be happy. But if he has no samskari son, then same sun can be the cause of unhappiness like Dhundhukari. So, the sanskar is the process of purification. When we drink water, we purify the water. Chhan karke, hai? Pani chhan kar piyo. Drink milk, chhan karke. Ghee, chhan karke. We purify everything. Same way, the sanskaras purify a living entity. Just imagine. A living entity has gone in different species of life. Maybe in previous life you were a tiger. And this life you become, you know, human being. So the sanskar, some sanskar of tiger is still there. Or sanskar of dog is still there. But by having performed this ritual of sanskar, purificatory process, one enhances his kartavya. One will know about his existence. There are different kinds of sanskar. According to Mahabharata Shanti Parva, there are 48 different kinds of sanskar. And out of 48, we accept in Gaudiya Vaishnava, we accept 16 different kinds of sanskara. And keep in mind, start from Garbhadhan sanskar till the Antyeshti Kriya. You'll be surprised to know that 14 sanskar are done up to 18 years, up to Vibha, or 25 you can say, but nowadays, before it was different, but nowadays different. The sanskar is done up to Vibha sanskar. Why all the sanskar in very childhood? Why not in grown-up age or old age and so on and so forth? Why in childhood? It's very scientific. What a scientist can do? What they can think much? But the Vedic sciences, the sciences from, you know, Vedic age or scripture, they know science better. Because in childhood, whatever we do, whatever we remember, it is very fresh in our memory. We all went to some school and college. Even today remember who I am, physics teacher. Even today remember who I am, mathematics teacher. Right, Pranayaswar? But in our life, in young age and old age, we met so many people who taught something, this and that thing. We've forgotten. Even today we remember, we went to school and this was my friend. We fought many times. We did this thing, we did that thing. So fresh. Because childhood means brain is, you know, clean slate. Therefore all the sanskaras are given in childhood. It's unfortunate that today there is no sanskara. And Prabhupada hints here one thing. When I read this purport, it was surprising to me. Therefore, unless he is pleased, one cannot get a suitable wife. In fact, Lord Brahma is worshipped in marriage ceremony. In India, even today, wedding invitations are still issued with a picture of Lord Brahma on the face of the card. So scientific, that Brahma is the acharya of creation. So what is the meaning of marriage? Marriage means have a child. Otherwise there is no purpose of the marriage. Marriage means have a child. And why a child? Punyanama naraka trayati hidi putra. One who can deliver the forefather from punyanama naraka is called putra. According to scripture, till you have a child, you cannot become son of your father. Not for devotees. Other way around. For pravarti margesh. Till you have a child, you cannot become son of a father. In order to be son of your father, you have to have a child. If you are in pravarti marga. Nivarti marga, then no problem. But even in that, in marriage also, Prabhupada said, sex is meant only for procreation. Otherwise, no sex. Sex is harmful in the progress of a spiritual life. Prabhupada said, whether licit sex or illicit sex, sex is bad. It is harmful to a spiritual life. So here, about the marriage thing, Brahma, we are doing this marriage, look at it, vansh vriddhi ke liye, vansh vriddhi ke liye tadi karaya. And the superintendent of vansh vriddhi is Brahma. And look at the Vedic culture, Prabhupada said, even today in India, on their wedding invitation, they issue the card with the picture of Brahma. And nowadays they have forgotten everything. Somebody putting Sai Baba, somebody putting Ganesh, somebody putting Lakshmi, and we are putting Krishna. Somebody putting their guru, somebody putting this thing. Whatever they feel like. Free for all. Whatever they feel like they are doing. But according to Vedic scripture, that is nothing. If you really want progeny, then Brahma is the Acharya. So get his blessing. Now let us get back on the verse. Tapa. In this verse, the whole description is about tapa, austerity, tapasya, penance. Artapa means also bhakti. This is from Satyug, and in Satyug, Krite yadhyayato Vishnu Tretayam Yatamakai Vapare Paricharyayam Kalotadhar Kirtanam. That why tapa. Austerity. Why the tapa? Meditation. We also have tapa now. Coming Mangala Arati is a bit austerity. Not easy. Chanting 16 mala is a big austerity. People can talk so many nonsense all day, and if you tell them no, you chant for 2 hours. For 2 hours, you chant for 2 hours, 16 mala. They can chant. That's tapasya. Adau jnanam tatho bhogah mukchhanste asmite balat ato vairagyam yasyuktam evam sarva hari kriti. The Lord had created the process for one to be happy. He said, Adau Jnanam. First, you must have knowledge. If you want to swim, then first you learn swimming before jumping in the ocean, or a lake, or even swimming pool. But first learn swimming. Adau jnanam. By performing tapasya, one obtain the knowledge. One obtain the knowledge about self, about the personality of Godhead, about the material world, about the nature, the knowledge. Adau jnanam tato bhoga. After obtaining the knowledge, you enjoy this material world. You'll not be able to enjoy this material world. Once, Hari bol, jo log so rahe hain, jag jao. Once one Mahatma was giving Prabhachan. And he said, you have to follow four order principle, no meditating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. So one man came. He said, any question answer, any question? He said, yes, I have a question. He said, I am addicted of drinking. No, that Mahatma was talking, then he said, you must offer everything before you eat or before you drink. Yad kroshi dasnasi yad joshi dasyat yad tapaswasi kaunteya tat kurushtu madrapanam. Then one man came, he said, but I am drunker. I drink liquor. I cannot live without that. I can live without rice, dal, sabzi, chapati. But I cannot live without wine. I have to have wine. So Mahatma said, no problem. You can have wine every day. You please go and offer the wine first to the Lord and then you drink. First you offer the wine to the Lord, then you drink. He said, okay, very good. Mahatma is very nice. He's very accommodating. Eh? So next day, he got a bottle of wine. And he's going to offer to the Lord. He came into temple to offer to the Lord the wine. But he knew that when people they will see, what they will think. So he was hiding the wine. Eh? He came to temple. He was almost there to offer. Somebody came. One person came. Two person came. Three person came. Like that, it became 1 o'clock. Temple closed. He couldn't offer the wine because people kept coming. And he was feeling ashamed that how can I offer the wine in front of others? He wanted to offer alone, lonely. So 1 o'clock he went. He took the wine. He said, what to do? You are feeling very hungry. He said, no, Mahatma told me I can drink, but I have to offer. So I have to follow him at least this much. He did not say, I still cannot drink. I can drink. But I had to offer. So he did not drink. He was hungry. He got rice, dal, sabzi, chapati. He offered. He ate. Evening time again he went. Actually he was drinking only night time, so not day time. So evening time he was going every day. So evening time he went. People came. He could not offer. He came back. He ate rice, dal and slept. Next day again, whole day passed. Evening time again he went. Some people, evening time, so many visitors come to temple anyway. So kept coming. He could not offer. Third day again he came. And people used to come. So he could not offer the wine. So finally he went to his guru. The sadhu. He said, Maharaj, Haradas Prabhu, I don't know what mantra you have given to me. So far I thought I cannot live without wine. I don't need even rice dal. But from last 3 days I have not taken wine and I am still surviving. I am still okay. So henceforth, no more wine. So knowledge, he obtained the knowledge. So if you have knowledge, and then you can enjoy things. Without knowledge, no. Adau jnanam tato bhogo. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Same kind of thing. First you obtain the knowledge, then enjoy. Maharaj Priyavart did same thing. He enjoyed. But later on he realized, what did I do? You have no knowledge, you'll think, okay, it is alright, no problem, chalta hai, it is okay. But if you have knowledge, you know it is wrong. Adau jnanam tatha bhogo. And after enjoying, on certain time you'll say, okay, no more, enough. Then, mokchante smriti bala. Then the smriti will force you for, you know, doing something for being free from the material world or mukti. Ato vairage yasyukta sarva hare. So this arrangement is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So tapa is same way. So tapa, we obtain the knowledge. When Brahma was created, he wanted to find out the origin. He took the stem of the lotus flower. He went down. He couldn't find anything. He heard the word tapa, tapa, tapa. And from that, he performed tapasya. And from that tapa, he obtained the knowledge. He had the darshan of the Lord and obtained the knowledge about the creation. So, rupam tapodhana. Tapodhana, rupa, tapodhana, tapacharatam. Takognahi etat rupam tu bhavata kena tapasa uplabdham mitra mahiyam maya saha tapa chartum arasi me saha bhavbhavana vai prasiddhanti kimva. The tapodhana, he is saying that your beauty is the result of performing tapasya. By performing tapasya we get everything. We get everything. What not? He say by doing devotional service you get everything. That's true. The materialistic people, they are performing tapasya. They are going all over the world, flying here, there, they are living their near and dear one, and going one place to other place. That is called tapasya. But the goal of that tapasya is sense gratification. Here we should perform tapasya. Tamo divyam divya tapasya. Divine tapa. And divine tapa is same thing, but for the pleasure of the Lord. So if somebody performs tapasya, austerity, one gets everything what he wants. Name, fame, glory, beauty, everything. Sadeshwarja. Not 100%, but some percentage. So Purvachiti, her beauty, he is saying that you got this beauty because of your tapasya, your past good deed, your tapasya. So one is beautiful because of tapasya. One has intelligence because of tapasya. One has wealth because of tapasya. Tapoghana tapacharatam. Tapacharatam. Your the wealth of beauty because you have performed tapasya. And your beauty is so much so that it can tapognam hi etat rupam. He means certainly. Etat rupam, this beautiful form of yours, your beauty can bring down even great personality, dismantle the austerity. It can dismantle the austerity. We know that if we are not careful, anything can do. Beauty, eye, eyebrow, sweet talk, the ankle bell. Vishwamitra, why performing tapasya? But ankle bell, just little sound. of that Urvasi. Right? Urvasi, no? Vishwamitra? No, Sakuntala daughter. Menaka. Ankle bend. Sound of Menaka made Vishwamitra fall down. So if somebody is not careful, Prabhupada said, a spiritual life is like walking on a razor blade. If you are not careful, it will cut. So one has to be very, very careful. Anything. So he said, tapognahi etad rupam. Your beautiful face, your beauty is very dangerous. Very dangerous beauty you got by performing tapasya. He means certainly, there is no doubt. Tapogna. You can dismantle the austerity of tapasvi. Then he compromising. Anyway, by the way, you have come here. I am also performing austerity. Why don't you join me? Then mitra. Nahi bharya samah mitra. The wife is the best friend. Wife is the best friend. So by using this word here, kimva prasidati savai bhavabhavano me. Bhavabhavana or Brahma, the creator of the universe, has become very pleased with me. Therefore, he has sent you to me to perform tapasya with me. So his conclusion was right, one way. Brahma is one who has sent Purvachiti to Agnidar. But nevertheless, one thing we should note here in this, Chartu tapo arhasi mayasah mitramahyam. He said, please perform tapasya. Although you have been sent by Brahma to be my wife, but still, let us perform tapasya. Just by getting married does not mean go to honeymoon. But by getting married, perform tapasya. Understand the meaning of marriage. If you want to perform tapasya, then he will know his actual position or situation. If somebody knows his actual situation, that no matter how thing comes, he will not forget himself. Sometime in our dealing, because our name, fame, glory, post and so on and so forth, we forget our position. And we disregard some seniors. But if somebody has really gone through this purificatory process of bhakti program by performing good tapasya, then this sanskar will remain there. Unfortunately, Prabhudas is no more with us. He passed away today. I just remember Prabhudas when he became devotee. I was bhakti director when he became devotee. Until today, there are many things there to talk about Prabhudas. But one of the things I remember always, whenever he sees me, he bows down. He bows down always. And I tell Prabhudas, now you are old man, no problem, just say Hare Krishna. So, no, you are my Siksha Guru. This right you don't take away from me. He always bows down. And if some other brahmachari are with him, he'll say, pranam karo Prabhuji ko, mara siksha guru hai. I was just remembering
that how sanskar is great. He has gone this sanskar, Prabhudas, in his bhakta program training. Prabhudas was Prabhupada, a strong warrior to fight. He fought vigorously, whether in book distribution or anything. He was very poetic when he chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He will chant it so nicely. Or when he had to sing some bhajan, he will sing some bhajan also nicely. I remember once we were going to Vrindavan. We had Prabhupada palace bus, huge bus. It was sometime in late 80s. Sankirtan Das Krishna Murari Prabhu is here. You were there when we were driving the bus, I think. Sankirtan was there, Prabhu Das, you, me, Brajendra Kumar, Brajendra Nandan, my friend, and few other devotees. I remember exactly one point we were passing by Rajasthan, and there was big ghati of Rajasthan going to Vrindavan, maybe Jodhpur side, somewhere, I don't remember exactly. It was dark. Somehow or other, the tire brushed of our bus. Sankirtan Das lost the control. One point. Fortunately, there nothing was coming, but only both sides, the mountain were there, right? Huge, and the narrow two-lane road was there. It was not late night, but it was 9-10 o'clock. Prabhudas always had one thing that he wanted to sit in front. Sankirtan lost the control. The bus was going boom, a huge bus. Bus was like, you know, which bus? Bombay, Ahmedabad, that bus to go, luxury bus? What is it? Volvo. It was bigger than Volvo. Double decker. We had, you know, Gaurnitha IDT in a temple hall, down books, everything. And I think I was vice president that time. It must be 86. And then he saved us. Prabhudas saved us. Sankirtan was going this way because the, you know, front tire rust. So you are going this way, and Prabhudas pulled this way. He happened to be there. He was sitting there and he saw. So everything happened in friction of moment. But he saved our life. Many devotees. Bus was in full speed. And there was no way to what to do. We got stuck there for 2 days. Not 2 days, one and a half day. But we had good fun. Anyway, other devotees will talk about Prabhudas. But many good quality he has as a life membership preacher or anything. One more fresh memory comes to my mind is he always used to sit here and chant. Before, we never offer obeisances to any dharamaj. They are installed deity, dharamaj are okay. Otherwise, I don't know how they started offering obeisances to Narsingdev. If you are doing Narsingdev, why not Arjun Krishna? Why not Ram? Why not Lord Chaitanya? Offer to everyone. Why only Narsingdev? Why not Ras dance there? Why not Prabhupada? You know, because of him we are here in Dharama. I don't know when it started, Narsingdev. So Prabhudas, I clearly heard one Maharashtrian devotee was there and said, "Hey, you come, offer our senses. Hamare Maharashtra ke Bhagwan hai, Mithal Dev." He used to offer and got some devotee also started doing. No? So he was a very humorous personality, Prabhudas. He was very caring to other devotee. We are very caring for all the devotees. So anyway, as this Prabhu came and told me that Buddy is coming in 5 minutes. So I think we should be there to welcome a great Vaishnava like Prabhu Das. One thing I cannot forget was the last one, but that he did Brajmandal Prakarma and Gaurmandal Prakarma regularly from quite few years. 1 year I was trying to stop him. I said, Prabhuji, pata nahi main kab mar jaunga, let me go. Every year when my father was alive, my father and him, they had very good friendship, very good friendship. They used to go Juhu Beach together. When my father was very old, Prabhu Das practically carried him. And last Brajmandal Prakarma to my father, Prabhu Das was carrying him, and he was his friend, going together. When my father passed away, Prabhu Das practically cried. Prabhu Das is great service astute. He served. And he is a warrior who fought till last day, okay? He passed away. He didn't suffer or anything, neither he made anybody suffer because of him. He did everything on his own. I don't know from past few years, but earlier when he was moving, he washed his cloth. You know, he had no servant, nothing. He was, you know, on his own. I think recently. But still he came to Mangala Arati every day without fail. So he was a dedicated person, the warrior of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, and I am sure Srila Prabhupada will take him to his place, back home, back to Godhead. He passed away, he has had reason. You are going to die, I am going to die, everybody is going to die. Old man, 80. Kya Srangya? He came on the cruise recently. I heard katha in the cruise. And he arranged his ticket. Nobody paid, you know, he arranged, he went, begged from different people. And he came. And he was so, there was his desire to come. He did. He was what, 84 year old? 84 year old, something? 78. Old age. He had a heart attack, right? Something. So anyway, there are many things, many devotees can talk about Prabhu Das. And now it is not time because his body is coming. So let us go with Kartal Mridanga. Jo hum karenge, humko bhi vaise hi milega. Hai na? So nobody should run here and there. Let us go and chant. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.